The leader of the South African delegation, Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Elizabeth Tabete, told journalists in Harare that their mission is to allow the country's business people to network and be able to get into joint ventures with business people in Zimbabwe.
If we're other people, I think would be happy and stay in South Africa and not even come here, but we have the regional economic integration at heart. That is what our government, through President Zuma, is advocating. And we want to see doing trade between the two countries working and beneficial to both countries. Hence, our participation in the ITIs as well as the ZITF. It is within that spirit. We want to see a strong Africa.
Tabete also congratulated Zimbabwe for holding what she called peaceful and successful elections on July 31. She said trade between the two nations has been on the increase, and as a result, there is a need for South Africa and Zimbabwe to strengthen ties.
The two-way trade between South Africa and Zimbabwe stand at 18.8 billion in 2012, compared to 18.5 billion in 2011 and 16.5 billion in 2010. That shows you the trends and the increase in terms of doing business between the two countries. Hence then our participation both in this initiative of ITI as well as the ZITF. And we believe that there is a lot of commitment from the South African business people who are here.
At the same time, Deputy Minister of Finance and Economic Development, Dr. Samuel Undenge, added that the visit is one of the business initiatives meant to follow up on the government's call for international investors to partner with local business people.
The country is facing a massive deindustrialization, and we can reverse that deindustrialization through foreign investment. In fact, at the conference we have had, we have talked about the need to locate production in Zimbabwe so that we increase manufacturing capacity, we create a new capacity, and we add value to our products. And that needs new technology, and that needs finance. And from a fiscal point of view, you know, we view foreign investment as a way of mobilizing resources.
Undenge told journalists that those wishing to establish business in Zimbabwe should not fear the indigenization and economic empowerment program compelling foreign-owned companies to transfer majority stakes to local people. He said, without elaboration, that the Black Economic Empowerment Program is targeted at certain businesses.
We view indigenization as a positive move, and in South Africa, the impact on BEE. In Dubai, I understand all companies are owned by the local people. Foreign people come in to join those people. But here we are saying, yes, if you operate on your own, maybe have a plan, you know, that later on you should also involve the local people. And I think good for the foreign investor, it's good for local people because we need to bring our people into the mainstream of the economy.
Explaining the business trip, the leader of the South African group noted that its mission is to find better ways of conducting business in the Southern African Development Community region and the African continent. Zimbabwe is looking for foreign direct investment as most of the sectors, including manufacturing and agriculture, remain subdued due to lack of capital. The South African delegation is expected to visit Bulawayo to assess business opportunities in the country's second largest city, where many industries are collapsing, leaving thousands of workers jobless. Reporting from Harare, this is Mavis Gama.